Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
6 days to go, and it's Cork and Tipperary. 17 days until the Easter weekend. Good Friday starting on the 18th, and 441 days until what, Vic?
The World Cup.
The World League Cup.
We're counting down, aren't we, KC?
I won't do it every day, but I'll definitely, like, once a week, just do a little reminder.
You do that.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate alongside Logan Paul, one of the Paul brothers. This is the American boxer, entrepreneur, YouTuber. I got to hand it to them. When I seen them first on YouTube, they were your typical young American YouTubers.
Yeah.
Very annoying and very loud. But they've built some empire. I got to hand it to them.
It's unbelievable the amount of money they've made, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. And they have, and they started with two iPhones and some home videos of them doing stunts and mad stuff.
You have to admire that, really.
Big time. 100%, yeah. And now every child, including my own, do you know what Caleb wants to be? I was talking to him the last day and he said, Dad, I want to be a professional Fortnite player.
Okay.
And I said, well, fair enough, no problem. He said, that means I have to practice lots. I was like, oh yeah, so what, like 5 hours a day on the PlayStation? Yeah, if I'm going to get...
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, if I'm going to be a professional, I got to practice lots. So, you know, can I have extra time? Like, you snaky little snake.
I've got a 6-year-old in my house who wants to be a DJ. I told you that.
Well, listen.
Every time he gets near a set of decks, he's the headphones on, he's doing it all.
Don't stand on those dreams.
Yeah.
You let him do his thing.
I will,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, whatever the kids want to do. Apart from, like, oh yeah, I want to train tigers. There's a point where you step in.
You've got to be a little bit realistic, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Right, that's the bits there. Grey days are over for the astronaut who came home from space. Did you see this? So this is Sunita Williams, who was stranded in space for 180 something days, wasn't it?
I've actually been wondering how they've been getting on, because you were telling us some really interesting facts about what happens to them when they get back down to Earth.
Yeah, because your body isn't using muscles and you're floating around in zero gravity up there, your brain tells your body, oh, we don't need those muscles anymore. The muscles start to deteriorate. Yeah. So they, like, when they come back down to Earth, their body feels like it's 3 times heavier.
That is mad.
And then now they have to build up all their strength. They need loads of physio and to get back
to walk again.
To
really
get back to walking again, yeah. But the big problem, especially for the lady up there, was what? What was the big issue up there?
I'd say it's got to be hair growth where you don't want it. There's the grey hair.
The grey hair.
She got really grey hair, didn't she?
She couldn't get the hair did.
Yeah. No, and actually it aged her about 30 years or something, didn't it?
She stepped out of a salon yesterday and she looks absolutely smashing.
Oh, bless her. Yeah. You got a picture? Hold it up and show me.
This is the before and after.
Yeah.
Before she came down from space.
Oh, what a difference. Oh, yeah. You see, what a difference, lads.
It does knock 20 years off you,
doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't understand what you have to go through as a woman. I wish I did. I wish I had a better grasp of the...
There's a lot.
The beauty and the pressure that you're under to keep on top of things.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Keep on top of those split ends and grey roots. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You'd be in the hair salon for hours, KC.
Is it expensive? It's still like 180 quid for minimum treatments and whatnot.
Well, my hairdresser is very reasonable. Cherries and Cove.
Okay.
But they have to pay for advertising.
Yes.
Sorry. It can be expensive and you can be in there for a long time and men don't really understand.
Okay.
Because you just come out looking like you did when you went in, except your hair's a bit brighter and, you know.
Feels good though, doesn't it?
It feels great now.
Yeah. Kingfisher, brilliant band, coming to Live at the Marquee. Their second date is on sale. But they disappointed a lot of people last night. They were legging it across Cork. People were absolutely gone bananas. Yeah. They put on a secret gig.
That's cool. I love it when bands do that.
They're a Limerick band, Kingfisher. They're absolutely brilliant. And they put it up on Instagram. They're going to be doing a show. And they turned up. They did the show. And the place was absolutely...
Oh, I love that. So it's like a secret gig.
Yeah. When you hate it when you miss out on stuff like that.
Yeah.
Something that you better not miss out on. I have huge gig news for Cork. It has just been announced. 2 nights, July 2025. Michael Bublé, Parky Queen.
Just a four-faced liar, pants on fire.
Bublé has released a song, especially for his Cork dates.
There's many steps to the top.
It's about the Shandon Bells.
It's a heck of a drop. Stand out and look all around. Cork City in its glory as the bells do sound.
That's brilliant.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé, Super Value, Parky Queeve, and he's written that song just for the people of Cork.
Oh, I love it.
Tickets are going to go on sale on Friday morning.
They'll be heard across the city. They'll be heard across the sing as the rebels do sing.
Oh, I love it.
Such a great voice, isn't he?
Rebels do sing. But north, south, east or west,
Yeah, it's called The Four-Faced Liar, Shannon Bell's Tower of Cork. Michael Bublé, special song released to celebrate the arrival of Bublé in Cork for summer 2025.
Portwood Simply Suits.
How are we looking for the big game on Sunday? Any kind of behind-the-scenes gossip or anything?
Behind-the-scenes gossip is we're going to win handy. So it's grand. Don't worry.
How handy is handy?
The boys have it in the bag, lads. Don't worry.
Is that game on Sunday or next Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday. Next Sunday will be Sunday week.
It's this Sunday.
Don't you lot start now?
Yeah, you just said this Sunday, by the way.
This coming Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is the next Sunday?
No, next Sunday. Now you're just
trying to wriggle out of it.
Lads.
Rory, I don't know if I've ever said this to you before.
Yeah.
But you've got a really, really nice beard.
Thank you. That's a lovely compliment to get on a Tuesday morning.
I grew it myself. It's a really, really nice beard.
Don't give her the same compliment back, or she'll be very upset.
That's true.
Fair.
Lads. Dublin City Council are calling for tourists to stop touching Molly Malone's boobs.
No.
Yeah. They're introducing new measures to stop the practice, including a protective layer and higher plinth at the site of where Molly Malone is.
A protective layer?
Like, you know when Trump was shot, they didn't have that bulletproof glass up. It's kind of on a par with that.
Yeah.
So they're going to put up like a plastic covering around Molly Malone to stop tourists and Irish people going up and
why people do, because I have to tell you, I am a heterosexual woman, but there is something very nice about those.
They're brass and massive, aren't they?
No, but they're just they spill into the dress, don't they? They've done the sculpture beautifully, mm-hmm. and it does entice you in.
Yeah, they paid a lot of attention to that area when they were sculpting Molly Malone.
Yeah, yeah.
They knew what they were doing. You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do. Your eyes are drawn straight to them.
And why are people doing it? Is it like a good luck thing?
You just want to touch them.
Kiss the Blarney Stone, touch the Molly boobs. Yeah. It doesn't have the same.
It's done it all here.
Now, does this mean that Cork City Council are going to have to put measures in place to stop people putting traffic cones on Father Matthew's head on the top of Patrick Street?
It'll never happen.
Because that's the Cork equivalent, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And how lads climb up there is. It's beyond me. We work tirelessly around the clock. 7 days a week to bring you
Dad gags,
time for dad
gags. Hey Rory, have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now.
Let's go.
Only a red
I believe you've two in a row now, Rory O'Higgins.
I think so.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I just check off. Got all me bits and bobs, me drums, me Ricky. Is Ricky Gervais on royalties on this show? Does he get a few bob for it? I've got moans. And I've got farts. We're sorted. Let's go. Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
Take it away, sir.
At dinner, my frustrated date said, "So napping and sitting around are seriously your only hobbies? You told me you were interesting." And I said, no. I said I was interesting.
Oh, God.
Interesting.
Oh, Rory.
Just leave the studio now.
Good luck.
Go home. Go to bed. And I'll ring you tomorrow. Lads, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
I'll never forget what my granddad said to me before he croaked. He said, "Do you want to hear my frog impression?"
I like that.
Interesting that you should mention that. I just read a few interesting facts about frogs, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were riveting.
I got an email saying, "At Google Earth, we can read maps backwards." And I thought, well, that's just spam. Maps backwards.
That was actually really clever.
That was very good. My girlfriend borrowed €100 from me. 3 years later, after we separated, she returned the exact €100. I guess I lost interest in that relationship.
I like that.
What pronouns does a Swiss mountain climber use?
Go on.
Yodle hee hoo.
Can't beat a good Swiss joke. You really can't. I answered the door this morning and a six foot beetle punched me into the mouth. Apparently there's a nasty bug going around.
Oh, God.
I was recently coaxed into buying a hammock. What can I say? I'm easily swayed.
Oh, good Lord.
Rory, that was desperate.
Stop the world and let me off. Stop the world.
That's amazing.
And let me off. Right, my granddad used to say, Back in my day, I could go to the shop with £2 and buy milk and bread, a bag of coal, a dozen eggs, and still have coins in my pocket. These days, they have bloody cameras everywhere.
I like that.
What's the opposite of a croissant? A happy uncle.
Ah, yes. My wife said she's leaving me because of my huge ego. I was like, yeah, right, love. Close the door on the way back in.
I saw a lizard upright on his back legs telling jokes. Turns out it was a stand-up chameleon.
Yay! My wife asked me if I could clear the kitchen table. I said, well, I had to get a running start, but I made it.
Why did Sherlock Holmes go to a Mexican restaurant?
Go on.
He was looking for a good case idea.
Hey!
I like that.
My horse will only leave her stable when it gets really dark. She's becoming a bit of a nightmare. Finally, Rory!
My daughter asked if I could tell her an interesting fact about space. I said, yeah, it's the biggest key in the keyboard.
Yes!
Oh. This is a tough one this morning,
Vic. Yeah, it is. I win by a mile.
I am going to award a hat trick.
Yes!
To
you
Rory.
Absolute scut.
Well,
you're dead to me. You're waking up to Cork's Good Times, Red FM, and thank you for doing so. Hello there, Rory.
Hi, buddy.
Hello there, Kelly. Hello there, Victoria and Nichols. How are we all doing today? We're all right? Good. Are you happy out?
Yeah.
Happy out.
Anything exciting going on in your world?
Not really.
No?
No, all the same.
All the same. What date is today by any chance? It's the 1st of April, isn't it, everybody?
Is it?
1st of April.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cash Machine's coming up in a moment.
No.
Cash Machine's on the way. And I thought I'd get my friend Barry. You know my friend Barry?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's friend Barry.
Barry.
I thought I'd get Barry to send me a few pre-recorded lines. You know? Like lines. Like,
hey, this is Barry Dunn calling from Red FM. It is the Cash Machine call. How are you?
Where are you from?
We need to know where you're listening right now.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd ring a very special woman up the west of Ireland. A woman that I know very well.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Red FM's Cash Machine.
My mammy. Let's go.
You're so bold.
I love it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Barry Dunn calling from Red FM. It is the Cash Machine call. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. Who are we talking to?
Well, this is Mary Cunningham, and I don't think I am into the Cash Machine.
I know, this is just incredible. And where are you today?
I'm actually... Where am I? I don't know where I am in hospital. I'm going to be sitting.
How are the nerves?
Very good.
Have you an idea how you would spend this money if you win?
Well, I have. I haven't spent my winners, but I haven't a clue how much it is.
And did you ever expect this? Finally, it's happened. The phone call from the Red FM cash machine.
Yes. What is it?
We need to know where you're listening right now.
I am. I'm listening to you.
You are representing Mayo right now. There's people in Munster, Connacht, Ulster, Leinster all listening to you. Hopefully win the Red FM cash machine. Do you reckon you know what it is, Orla?
This is not Orla.
Wrong clip.
The moment is here. How much?
Oh, I think it was one, was it not? 201,000 or something.
It's yours from the Red FM cash machine. This is amazing. Oh, congratulations. We are so happy for you.
Well, I hope you know where I live now. And don't forget to send it on to me.
You have to say right here, right now. April Fool's Day from everybody at Red FM.
That's brilliant.
Can I just say, I'm really sorry. None of this was my idea. It was all KC. So if you're looking for somebody to blame him.
I know. thanks a million.
I love you.
I love you, right?
Aww. You are a pup.
Oh, that was so good, Casey.
My poor mammy.
Ah, she's lovely.
Who is it? Who are you? What are you?
With Casey, love waking up in Cork. Red FM. The €1,000 pop quiz. is
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hey Tina.
Hi Casey.
I think Victoria fancies you.
No, I just said she's. I said you were a lovely girl. It's all right to say that.
She said to me over the intercom, "She's such a gorgeous girl."
She is a gorgeous girl.
Aww. You'd be nothing without Vic, you guys.
I'm telling you.
See,
backbone of this excuse of a show. Listen, tell me some news, Tina. What are we up to today?
We just pulled in because we were driving.
Okay, so yeah. That's good.
Pulled in the closest spot.
Well done. So, that's the correct procedure. Where are you working later on today? What are you up to?
I'm just on my way into the bank there shortly.
Oh, okay. She's got one of those serious jobs.
Yeah.
Proper job.
Yeah. Very serious.
Well, I know.
Okay. Are you out the front dealing with humans or in the back? Hiding away from humans.
I'm with the humans.
So have you to put on the happy face every day no matter how you're feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, have you ever taken out one of those, you know, do you ever see one of those joke punch gloves that you press a button and it goes and takes out somebody?
You need one of those.
Yeah.
Either that or a few dad
gags. It may have crossed my mind.
It should be written into your contracts that you're allowed to use a punchy joke boxing glove on one person at least once a year.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's fair.
Or maybe you get 5 a year.
I'll bring that to Celeste box.
How do you deal with real cranky people who are aggressive and shouting at you? What's the procedure there?
You just don't react to it. You just keep your cool, you know?
I wouldn't be able for that at all.
Yeah, it takes a certain person. No, it does take a certain person, Tina, and you obviously have that in spades. Mm. Well done.
Years of practice.
Thank you.
Now, let's bring that calm and present moment presence into the next 60 seconds. Tina, I've got a good feeling about you.
I have too.
I have a good feeling.
I hope so.
Let's get you over the line and get you 10 out of 10. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Michael Bublé is from what country, Canada or Africa?
Canada.
What colour are the Cork home GAA jerseys?
Red and white.
What county is Dahi O'Shea from?
Kerry.
Question 4. What actor played Rocky Balboa? Balboa. Oh, come on, Tina. Don't let me down on question number 4.
Who played Rocky? Sylvester Stallone?
Question number 5. What is Louis Theroux famous for?
Documentary.
Question number 6. In what city was Sex in the City based on the TV show?
New York.
Question number 7. What music is Joel Curry famous for? Joel Curry.
Pop.
Yeah. Question number 8. What Cork club is known as the Rockies?
Black Rock.
Question number 9. What decade was Netflix invented and founded?
2000.
Give it in the 2000s. Kevin Systrom was the inventor of what? Kevin Systrom.
Can you repeat that?
Say that again.
Did you repeat that?
Kevin Systrom invented what? Quickly.
Toilet system.
Oh, you got in there with the clock. You got in there with the clock, didn't you?
What an amazing answer. What an amazing answer.
Brilliant. You did well, Tina. You got through it.
Oh, Tina. Tina. We're in the Tina arena.
We are in the Tina arena, yeah.
Canada is correct. Red jerseys, Kerry for Dahi O'Shea. Sylvester Stallone, you got there in the end. Documentaries for Louis Theroux. New York is correct. Joel Curry, famous for, dance music, pop music. I'll take that.
Yeah.
The Rockies are Black Rock. What decade was Netflix founded/invented? It started out as a DVD rental shop. You used to order it online and they'd post them out to you. DVDs and videos were very prevalent then.
The
90s. Yeah. Yeah, started in the 90s.
Okay.
Netflix started before Google, by the way. That's mad.
Did it really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Kevin Systrom was not the inventor of the toilet.
Okay.
He invented Instagram.
I would have thought it was toilets as well. So you're not on your own, Tina. I would have said toilets as well.
Cistern sounds very like
Cistern.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you do flush your life down the jacks spending all day on Instagram, don't you? So can we give her that?
Yeah.
It's 9 out of 10, Tina. Yeah.
That was a good go and you're coming back with us
again. You did
again.
Very well. Yeah. Very well. You got a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors here in Cork. Go get yourself something nice. And we'll talk to you another day, Tina.
See you soon, guys. I'm great.
Take care. Well done, Tina.
But what bank are you in today?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, she's not going to tell us that.
To kill us, okay.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
Listen, if you're in the banks today, be nice to the people behind the counter.
Yeah.
Okay, because Tina could be waiting there with her joke
Yes.
Punching glove.
My son actually texted a dad joke for you a while ago.
Oh, go on.
He's here beside me. He'll kill me.
Oh, go on. Go for it. Is it clean?
What do you call? Yeah, it is. It's clean.
Okay.
He's like, what do you call a fish with a bow tie?
A fish with a bow tie. Go on.
Sophisticated.
Yay!
Yes, that's a great joke.
Sophisticated.
Oh, what's his name, Tina?
Adam. He's
Adam.
Gonna kill me.
Adam, you're a star. That's a great joke.
Tina, will you call out to Red FM office hours and we have some breakfast show mugs for you to collect, all right?
We do, of course.
And we'll get your prize.
Thanks so much, guys.
See ya! Well, bye-bye,
bye-bye.
Red FM Breakfast with Now. Tomorrow morning on the show, Mr. Rory O'Hagan will make a very special announcement as we get this Baldy billboard thing.
Yeah.
Bring it to a conclusion. It's happening this week and we're looking forward to it. So I don't know, what started as quite a silly idea has flourished into the Baldy billboard. We're selling advertising space on Rory's head. We put it to the public. We have many, many companies bidding. Johnson & Paris here in Cork will have for 24 hours their business advertised on Rory's bald head.
Yeah.
This is a revolution in marketing. And Rory will be driving around in an electric Volvo to various, I suppose, landmarks in Cork.
Public places.
He'll be walking up Patrick Street in his gold jacket, shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah.
But you will see the Baldy billboard out and about in Cork this Friday.
You're going to want to kiss that head when you see it.
Oh, you will.
It's beautiful.
We've found one of the best makeup artist crew in the world.
Absolutely.
To do the business for us on Friday. And he'll just be advertising Johnson & Paris, who are going to give us money to give to a charity. Rory will reveal that charity tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right. Listen, enjoy that sunshine while it lasts. We've got a few days of it. So get out and about. Stay safe on the roads, please. Stay here. Neil Prendeville in minutes.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.